Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Get ready for the Monica Lewinsky scandal like you've never seen before.
Mr. President, Ms. Lewinsky's here to see you.
Plus, the wild new Bachelorette conspiracy theory. Was Greg just acting?
The rose. I don't give a about the rose. I was just telling you, you filled a hole in my heart.
And Christopher Maloney strips down. Enough said. Good morning and welcome to Daily Pop. Justin is unfortunately off today, so joining me is mom-to-be Erin Lim Rhodes. And you know him from the court. NBA champion Matt Barnes is joining us this morning. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Are we excited to be here?
Yeah, I mean, totally. Baby talk has been great.
I know, we've had a lot of baby talk before the show started.
Should we just, we can continue the talk from before the show into this.
No.
Or we could, talk about real things.
We're going to talk about real things, okay? We're going to dive right into it. One of the biggest scandals of all time, you guys. I have two words for you. Monica Lewinsky. Her affair with President Clinton will play out in the FX series Impeachment, American Crime Story. And we have your first look. You guys, okay, wow. So this drops, I have chills, this drops right. September 7th. I mean, are the Clintons nervous? Do you think that they've heard everything they've talked? I mean, the whole world has talked about this for 20 plus years now.
I mean, yeah, I think they're nervous seeing as they aren't on the producing staff and Monica Lewinsky is. And I don't know about you guys, but the moment I got chills was when the 22-year-old intern came
on screen. Oh my God, literally like my whole body like chills, right?
I mean, I got nervous for them. You know what I mean? We're so far removed from this incident. I was a teenager when it happened, so you catch the gist of it. But now the fact that she's behind the scenes producing, we're going to get a whole other side that I'm sure the public has never heard.
But I feel like it's also kind of well-deserved. I feel like everybody has thrown so much that woman's way. She's eaten everything. I mean, people have said things about her. There has been so many versions of this story. Like, she lived it. I don't think she's going to give an authentic version of what happened, but she's just going to say, this is what happened.
I think she's definitely going to tell her truth. And for so many years, she has been the villain. And
absolutely.
No one ever really saw it as, this was a 22-year-old girl who was in the White House as an intern. No one really saw her as a human. It was just this demon who came in and tore everyone apart. So I think that it's going to be fascinating to see.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head when you say living her truth or telling her truth, because that's never been able to get out. You know, obviously she had to play the victim or villain, or not the, excuse me, the victim in the process, because you're dealing with the president. So no matter what happens, who's right or wrong, he's a president. She's going to be wrong for a while. But now with this new social media generation and era, I'm sure Hillary is just... right now.
She's probably... I also think Hillary at some point has, moved on. She's he did this. We're still together. I know what happened. What else am I going to be able to... She's just going to ignore it. At the end of the day, it's just
I don't know. It might be too loud to be ignored.
I mean,
we live in a new day.
They're not going to watch it, but nothing's going to happen. Hillary is not leaving Bill.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But to me, it's just, you know, it's opening up that closet that they thought was going to be shut.
And never.
Now, now the main person involved in it is telling her side. And I'm sure even Hillary hasn't heard her side, so she may not watch it, but she's definitely going to hear about it.
Yeah, 100%. And could you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. The best part is that Monica Lewinsky is on Twitter, and she's a great Twitter person.
And you know what? She deserves it. I mean, this is one of the biggest scandals. I feel like we even said on the morning call, this is a scandal that usually we're in Hollywood, we deal with stuff, it happens, something's big for 2 weeks, and it goes away all the time. This is the one thing that has never, ever, ever gone away. You can't beat this scandal. For hundreds of years, you're not going to beat this scandal. President of the United States, we remember things. And 22, we were so young when this happened, you don't realize how young 22 is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so this is a part of the American Crime Story anthology. People were obsessed with the other two about OJ and Gianni Versace. Did you guys see those?
Oh, yeah. Great.
I can't even listen to some songs because of the Gianni Versace one. Both shows won multiple Emmys. Do you guys think this one is going to live up to the hype of those two?
I think there's going to be so much talkability and buzz surrounding it that you're not going to be able to ignore it. And Beanie Feldstein is playing Monica, and she is brilliant. So let's give her her flowers, finally.
And I'm so happy for her.
And I agree. I mean, obviously, with all the turmoil we just had with the last president and a new president coming in, anytime the word president comes up, it's gonna alert all the horns. So this is going to be just as wild, if not bigger, than the other two you just mentioned.
I'm so excited. And also, I'm always happy to have new content. I feel like we're still kind of in that weird quarantine phase where you're like, okay, I need TV.
We love Scandal.
Yes, we love it. All right, we're moving on, you guys. We've got a Bachelorette conspiracy on our hands. Shocking, I know, you can't believe it. And it has to do with Greg leaving the show. So here's a little reminder about what went down.
You already told my family I'm getting a rose this week, like the rose. I don't give a about the rose. I was just telling you that you filled a hole in my heart.
And I heard it, and I heard it during our one-on-one day, and I'm sorry that I didn't say more. I just know how big of a night it was, and with your dad and emotions, like, I just was listening more. Like, I wish I could...
You weren't listening, though, because how can you sit there after that and then ask me what's wrong?
All right, so after watching that, I'm kind of like, is Greg a little fake? Okay, so fans have a theory that Greg is an actor and he staged that fight with Katie. Shocking. Something he made it further than he expected and he had to get out, and others say it was like an audition for the rest of his career.
Wow.
Do you find, I know you're a big Bachelor, Bachelorette fan. I don't need to tell the audience, everyone can tell. Do you feel like that was authentic? That's Greg, by the way. Greg's on the show.
I mean, if that was acting, did a great. I was sold initially until I started because I don't really watch the show as much as I probably need to be current and talk about it.
It is so fun.
It's so fun.
Once I kind of started watching clips and reading, and then you go back and look, and he's an aspiring actor. If this is the case, he definitely sold me, or he could be setting himself up to be the next Bachelor.
I don't know, you guys. So yeah, Twitter is obviously like, oh, you're an actor. A casting director even chimed in on Twitter and was like, this is the best acting I've ever seen. but I have a girlfriend who's fully invested in the show, and so I had to chat with her, and I was like, acting or not?
Allie?
No, Carly Roman. She said, absolutely not acting. This poor guy went through this trauma. Someone in his family passed away, and he loves her, and she didn't say it back. She says, I love looking at your face. Like, who says that?
I know, by the way, he is cute, so I'm happy she did point that out, at least.
Yeah. But I think that she is into someone else, and therefore, like, this whole fight got escalated so that she could just break up with him.
But isn't that her right? Like, she's allowed to not love him back.
Yeah, totally. And she made a promise at the beginning of the show, like, I'm not going to say I love you until there's one man in front of
him. He's got a lot to choose from.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, I respect him. Obviously, relationships are hard enough. We all know that behind closed doors. But to be open and vulnerable for the world to see. Now, whether it was acting or real, you know, his homeboys are going to be at home like, you know what I mean? So there's always kind of an image and a persona that some males feel they need to have. So, again, whether he was acting or not, like, I was sold.
You might have an acting career in front of you. He might be the Bachelor. We'll see. How do you guys think this will play out, though? Will Katie call him out during, after the final rose? Like, or do you think she's going to let this be?
I feel like it's become such a moment that they're going to have to talk about it. And she's just going to have to say, like, I didn't love you at the time. That's literally what she's going to say.
Do you think there's a chance he goes back
to the final rose?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay.
After, especially after all of this blew up and they're like, you're a faker, he's probably not going
to
come back.
She was visibly shook, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out at the end.
I can't get a read on. I'm just like, what? I don't know. This season, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. All right. Hello, Christopher Maloney. Check him out in Men's Health. You guys, the actor is showing it all off, and he admits his ass/booty, I like that, is having quite the renaissance. He's also embracing his inner zaddy.
Yes.
What do you guys think of the photos? He's having such a moment right now. Right.
He is a zaddy right now, and I'm loving that he's fully.
Oh, look at this! I can't do
the
that.
Splits.
I can't do that. Can you do that, Matt?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
and I don't even think I'm allowed to call him zaddy, but I'm glad that he's back. You know, after a long hiatus from the show, to see him back on the show, I'm sure everyone's going to appreciate that.
Right. Okay. So. Yeah. Men's Health, you guys, is out and next Tuesday. And Christopher also gets real about his exit from Law & Order SVU. So apparently he left the role of Elliot Stabler after a contract dispute. Aaron, you're like, ah. He says, my thought was, instead of 22 episodes, bring me back for 9 episodes or bring me back for 18 episodes. They literally came to me on a Thursday night and said, this is the deal. We want the answer by tomorrow. It's our way or no way. Mm. So Christopher decided to walk. So I have to ask you guys, if you have your dream job in front of you, but your character or the way the show or your job is going is not in line with what you wanted, do you walk or do you take the money? Think about this honestly. If a part of your soul is missing from wanting, well, basically, to give you a little backstory, what happened was they wanted to bring him back for all 22 episodes, but pay him less money. And he was like, if you're going to pay me less money after all of these years, then cut me down in episodes and bring me back for 18. So the quote's a little unclear. So that's what happened. So then he was like, all right, I'm out. I'm not going to continue on.
Oh, man. I feel like when you had such a long career and you've amassed all this wealth and money and you can literally go anywhere after this.
But can you? I mean, he's also very much known for the role. Sorry, I keep throwing you.
Yes, I know. But I could totally see him in, like, another cop movie with, like, Matt Damon in a Bourne film. So, like, I feel like you'll be fine. And like I said, amassed all this wealth over the years that it's like,
would you do
he
it?
Doesn't need the money.
Would you stay?
If I was him, I'd probably go.
I mean, I think you got to stand for something or fall for anything. You know what I mean? If you're going to keep me in the same amount of episodes but pay me less, like, where does that work at? They don't do that anywhere else normally, so why would he let that fly here?
I have to tell you guys, I would 100% walk. And I don't even care if I had $2 in my pocket. I just think at some point you hit a point in your career where you know your worth, you know what you've put into something, you know the work ethic that you've brought to something. And when people take advantage or they don't see your worth or give you what you want,
a time comes
and you're like, all right, it's been fun, but I gotta go.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Ta-ta. All right, coming up, Beverly Hills Housewife is calling out Lisa Rinna, the unusual thing about her marriage that has us all talking. Then can you guess the celebs parting their wigs off in Italy? It is not us. The answer when we come back.
Is it the Paul brothers?
What is...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before the break, we asked if you could guess the celebs parting their faces and wigs off in Italy. So you guys have any guesses?
I'm just jealous they're partying.
By the way,
it's the Paul brothers.
I'm just
it has to be the Paul brothers.
I don't see the
Logan and Jake right there.
And he's wearing a banana hammock.
The bottom one is a girl. So,
okay.
Right? Tell us. I want to know.
Kelly Osbourne in the bottom?
Who is it?
Oh, it's
Katie Perry in Orlando Bloom. I like that. They've done a lot of Europe. Everyone's in Europe but us.
Why is everyone in Europe?
I can't.
Those are the cool people. We missed our invite.
Seriously? Can you believe it?
Must have missed our invite.
Come back at the ship, please.
We need to do that. All right, now we've got a little Who Wore It Better thanks to Jennifer Aniston and Harry Styles. They're both keeping it retro fabulous in this Gucci suit. So Jen wore hers for a new spread in InStyle and wrote on Instagram, just call me Harriet Styles. Okay. Who wore it better, you guys?
Jen.
1,000% Jen. Yeah. I thought I loved Harry in it, but now I'm like, damn, Jen. And even like the little shoes that she paired it with.
I haven't really even looked at Harry because he's... But I see Jen. Jen's winning this battle right here.
I have to say, this is probably one of my favorite spreads that Jen has ever done. Uh-huh. I think she looks so incredible. And I think Harry does this sort of Gucci retro thing really well. But sometimes they put him in things and you're kind of like, all right, girl, it's a little left.
Yeah, it's and a little I just left. Feel like it didn't photograph well on this carpet. No, like, he should have been doing a photo shoot spread like this.
And he looks like not thrilled.
Yeah,
and he's like the hottest. He looks great right
like
now.
Like my
though.
Mom made me wear this?
Yeah, exactly.
Little.
All right, Lisa Rinna is getting put on blast. It happened on Watch What Happens Live when Kristen Chenoweth and Beverly Hills Housewife Crystal Kung Minkoff played it. Is it creepy and weird?
Kyle and Kim's mummy facial masks.
Yes.
Yes. The way Taylor tongues down cotton candy.
Yeah.
Doreen having a giant piece of artwork of her own face.
Creepy. I like that.
Okay.
No,
Crystal
for me.
Likes it. Lena always referring to her own husband by his first
Harry
and last
Hamlin.
Name.
Yes. Yes.
Harry Hamlin.
This is so Harry Hamlin. First of all, I'm just going to go ahead on record. I love that Lisa says Harry Hamlin. It is adorable.
I do
it's
too.
Adoring. It shows how much she loves him and respects him. And I feel like the first and last name call out is like,
it's cute.
It's cute.
Well, there's never a mistake who she's talking to.
You know, you go.
Most people say babe, baby. If you're in a group, you can get confused.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no mistake on who she's talking to.
Harry Hamlin. Yeah. I love it. I'm all here for Lisa Rinna. I say Jordan McGraw a lot.
You do?
Yeah. I feel like in conversation, it's mainly when I'm like, we're not doing that. But still, I say it.
I feel like Harry should be worried if she's ever like, babe, boo, honey.
Like something's going
right,
on, right?
A single Harry.
Uh-huh.
Right. Are you watching The Prince on HBO by any chance?
Yes.
It is. Oh, you guys have to watch The Prince. Shout out to Gary Jannetty Random. It is the
love.
Best. Show and she was so brilliant in it.
She really is.
Loved
and I,
it.
I love their real life relationship, her and Gary, who created the show.
Gary. Does your girl have any nicknames for you? Does she call you Matt Barnes? Does
no,
she say
she
like NBA champion?
She doesn't.
Like,
no.
Like you know,
allowed.
All of the championships
no,
you've won.
No, just babe most of the time, or she's yelling at the kids, so I get thrown in the yell pot too. So it's
what's
normal.
Your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay. What's your girl sign?
She's end of December. What is that? Sagittarius?
Or Capricorn. What's the date?
I think she's a Sag. She's the end of December.
Okay.
27.
Okay. I think that is
oh,
a Capricorn map, but don't worry.
Yeah,
she's not watching, right?
Morgan's a sign.
I just wanted to know because you're very calm
reader.
And I feel like that's very, very yeah. Pisces. All right. Keeping up with Housewives, Sutton Strack will be right with us after the break. I can't wait. We'll talk about all the drama this season, including what is going on with Erica Jane, you guys.
Woo. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tom calls her.
Tom calls me all the time. I won't take his call. And you got it out of me once, and now you want to do it again.
That's not my intention. I don't.
Don't sugarcoat it.
I was sharing a private moment. Something that I haven't said. I've been very open.
Yes, you have.
I'm very honest. So I think that was dirty.
Erica.
Oh my God, I'm so Ooh. Invested, you guys. Okay, so we're about to get into all the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills drama because Sutton Strack is here. Hello. Ooh. This show, this is the first of all, the best season. I am so invested. You guys are bringing it. I know you've had your time, but
yes.
It's been unbelievable. Okay, so we're going to get into it. Erica Girardi broke down last night, as we just saw. Were you surprised at how upset she got at Garcelle?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It kind of came out of nowhere. You know, it was very calm.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it erupted. So I think all of us that didn't go on the hike were sort of like, what? We just wanted to have our tacos, you know? We were just like, yes, shopping and tacos.
Right.
You know?
Do you think it was like out of line to bring it up in front of everyone? Or was it kind of like a safe space where it's like, oh, we're all girls just talking and catching up?
Yeah, no, I think because we had had the dinner when Garcelle wasn't there, we thought that, you know, Erica was sharing everything. So it felt very like normal
right.
to ask the question, like, because we hadn't been on the hike, let's share it with the group.
Of course.
So it seemed normal, but apparently that was not the case.
Yes,
so,
clearly not.
Yeah, I think that was a no-no.
No-no, okay. Well, yeah. We'll see what happens. Okay, so obviously I've been watching every episode. You and Crystal have had your share of drama. Every time I'm like, wow, it's getting nasty. How are you guys now? Where do you stand? Have you made up? Is one eye open?
I think it's...
What's going on?
As Taylor Swift says... Always sleep with one eye open. No, I think we're cool.
Okay.
Things settled, so that's good. It's always nice when the dust settles and you can kind of get along with the girls because you don't want personalities to clash so much that the group can't get along because that's disruptive.
Totally. And the one thing I do love about Beverly Hills is like you can tell there is a genuine love and respect amongst everybody, even if it gets a little messy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we are only halfway through the season, so we gotta know how much more beef is on the horizon with you and some other ladies.
I don't know why I keep doing this. You know, I'm a very nice person. I don't know. You know, I think what we're going to see next in La Quinta is the LA Times article comes out.
Oh,
so that's what kind of gets the dust stirred up some more. So
God, I feel like you guys were in La Quinta for 2 years. This is a lot unpacking there.
You know, it was actually a really nice trip. I love the desert. It has a very calm energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's very calm.
Okay. And then you guys went there and it was like, okay. So Kathy Hilton, I feel like Kathy Hilton has exploded. Everyone has fallen in love with her.
Yeah.
I mean, just sort of the things that she says, you're like, what is going on? How do you think she's changed the dynamic of the group?
I think when things get very tense, Kathy makes everybody laugh.
And it's totally authentic, right? Like, she just sort of says these things, and you're like, what is going on?
Well, I mean, who is Mr. Poppins?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, he's somebody.
And Hunky Dory was my favorite.
Who is Hunky Dory? I don't know. I think I was right. Like, Hunky Dory, you say that, right?
100%.
So then we all have to think, like, who is Hunky Dory?
Yeah.
She gets you off the path.
So, she does.
So it's good, you know.
I love her.
Sometimes it gets too intense, so she's great that way.
Yeah, she's great.
So I have to ask, because you and the ladies talk a lot about Amelia Hamlin, Lisa's daughter,
yes,
who's dating Scott Disick, and we know you're pretty strict with your daughter, Porter.
Well, she's 19 now, so
she's 19,
sort of like,
so that's
the
ball game.
You know, I gotta let it go. Yeah.
So if she came home with a much older man, maybe in his 40s, maybe a couple kids, how would you react?
She's like, give me a sign.
Yeah, I mean, it would take. I don't think she would do it. I know, I'm like speechless. I don't think she would do that, but only because she's young. She's a young soul.
19, yep.
Yeah.
But it would make, martinis would be, I would call her father.
Okay.
But I would defer.
That's good. Okay.
Yes.
What did your father say?
Mr. Strack would need to handle that
and
one.
And he would.
Yeah, no, mommy's out.
Mommy's out.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
daughters
a good way,
have a nice way of surprising you.
They do. I can't wait to get into that. All right, so we're going to play a little game of Who Said It Housewives Edition, all right? So we're going to read you a quote, and you're going to pick from the Beverly Hills cast of Who Said It. So we're going to start with an easy one.
Okay.
Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants? Well, was it?
This is so easy. Me.
B. Okay. It's going to get harder. They gave you a bonus round. You said that.
Okay, next
Jealous
up.
Jealous of what? Your ugly... Okay, so next up.
Okay, next up. Life is a poker game and everybody's got to show their cards.
Y'all, come on. See, Kathy.
You guys... Are we being too easy?
On you.
Don't
you
give
actually
me hard
know
ones.
This
I
show.
Like to win.
Okay. Who said want to know who your friends are? Get old and go. You guys.
Want to know who your friends are?
Sutton?
Get old and go. B. Erica.
Okay, I got nervous. Okay,
another one. Okay, what's wrong with being fake and phony sometimes? Lisa, Kyle, or Dorit?
B. Kyle.
Is it Kyle?
Lisa!
Yes! I was so nervous.
You.
Thank God we got you on one.
Shoot,
okay, last one.
Okay.
Who said you are a ridiculous human being?
Oh.
Is it Kathy, Crystal, or Garcelle?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I think process of elimination here. I'll help you out. I don't think it's Kathy.
It's not Kathy. Is it Garcelle?
Me?
I mean, did Crystal call me a ridiculous human being?
I think she did.
Did she say, I'm a ridiculous human being? That's so mean.
Was she saying it in a complimentary way?
I think ridiculous could be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you're so ridiculous.
I think you and Crystal.
You're so ridiculous. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to go with that.
My prediction next season, you and Crystal are going to be thick as thieves, best friends, okay. And the issues are going to be with other people.
I mean, they'll be ridiculously fun.
That's what we're going to put out for.
Yeah. Love it.
Thank you so much, Sutton, for joining us. We love having you. Come back anytime.
Thanks, guys.
Please.
Fun.
You guys, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs Wednesdays on Bravo. Don't miss it. It's been amazing. Coming up, we're getting high. Watermelon sugar high. I was so excited. Chef Kelly Sinier is here to show us the watermelon recipes we never knew we needed. That's next.
Yay. You little cheese ball.
Can you believe that? Excited. I'm here. It was just National Watermelon Day, so obviously we're celebrating because we celebrate every single day that happens. Here to show us some fun things to do with the fruit is chef and founder of the blog JustATaste.com, Kelly Sinier.
Hey guys, thanks.
Welcome.
Perfect.
You're going to have a better time with me than Justin. Tell the camera. All right, you guys, first, before we get started, if you want any of these recipes, scan the QR code on your screen. Okay, so watermelon and mustard have been a thing trending this summer for apparently Lizzo started that
Lizzo
trend.
Lizzo made this a thing, okay? Oh. Now, Matt and I were just talking. Matt's not a watermelon person.
I love that they put Matt in the segment with watermelon. Like, he doesn't like watermelon.
I'm here to change your mind, okay?
I'm going
to change
your mind.
So I've got two preparations for you today, two very easy recipes.
Okay. Okay.
So watermelon mustard, we are not going to be doing.
No.
We want to make watermelon, a new fan of watermelon.
Okay.
So let's start with our salad. Very basic. To our watermelon, we're going to add some feta cheese. So watermelon and feta morgan, very classic combo.
I love that. I don't like feta. Can I not add feta?
Yes, you can. This is customizable.
How annoying are we?
Okay. Not annoying at all.
I like feta, so I'm going to go with that.
All right, Matt, you can have my feta.
A little bit of olive oil, guys.
Ooh.
And then just a squeeze of lime juice. So what we're trying to do here is just build flavors. We want something sour, something a little sweet. There you go. You can get it all in there. Squeeze a lime juice in here. There you go. This is kind of just classic flavor combinations, but we're just amping it up a notch. And a little bit of fresh mint, which you've got on your side there.
Okay.
Toss that all in. And if you wanted to, you could actually do this with other kinds of fruit, too.
Wow, this smells delicious.
Cantaloupe would be fantastic. That would be a great alternative for you, Matt. Anyone that doesn't love watermelon, this would be great. So this goes into a bowl. It looks just like this. And then, Morgan, you know I love a good secret ingredient.
Okay.
So a little something extra. In front of you guys here is something called balsamic syrup.
By the way,
you like balsamic?
I would eat balsamic.
Oh, I'll drink it.
Drink
it with the straw.
By the way,
cheers.
Also, when you are a little regular high, it is the best in the world.
All
right. If you do that.
So the great thing about that, you can put it in there, or
all
you can drizzle
it.
I made you guys an earlier one here today. There's a little spoon here if you want to use it.
Wait, I'm just making my own.
You can just, you know what, just adapt. It's fine. So the great thing about this, Matt, is it's tangy, it's sweet, it's sour. It adds a little bit of deliciousness. And look at the color. Anytime I'm cooking, I'm always thinking about how things are looking too. So we've got this contrast with the dark balsamic syrup on there, and it's so tangy, but it's also simultaneously sweet, Morgan, so we kind of get that flavor combo.
Oh, I'm so eating this after the show in between Nestle Pop.
That's the goal. Okay.
Do we stir it? No, we just add it on top.
You can stir it together, but I made you one earlier here today. If you want to put your balsamic syrup on there, great. You can take it home. Matt, if you want to taste it, don't taste it. You got it.
I'm going to sample for the team.
We're going to make him a convert.
You make it sound delicious.
Right? That's
the way you explain
it. That's the goal. Okay.
We'll do it. Okay, so what if you're more of like a sweet person?
I got you covered. All right, so we're not doing mustard. We've already established that. Let's talk about watermelon chocolate. Very underrated combination.
Okay.
Have you ever had watermelon and chocolate?
No, actually, I have not.
So good. Now, what I did here is I melted a little bit of coconut oil with chocolate. That's what makes it have that hard crack kind of to it. Coconut oil is a great addition. Anytime you're melting chocolate, you're going to get that nice snappy bite. And then we finish it. So I've got some frozen cubes here for you guys. You can dip these in here.
Is this the same chocolate as this?
Yes, it's the exact same.
It dries so much.
Because of the coconut oil.
Oh, I love it.
So the coconut oil is the secret here, Matt. When you dip it in here, these are frozen.
Matt, make sure you're dipping it evenly.
I'm dipped. Okay. I got an even
dip. We're going to grade these. We got to make them Instagram worthy. Now, here's the key. Do you see how quickly that hardens?
Wow.
That coconut oil.
Yikes. Okay. Sorry, that's inappropriate. What?
It's mom to mom. We're good. Okay. So the key here is add a little bit of sea salt while this is still wet here so that it sticks. Watermelon and salt. A fantastic combination.
You guys,
add
I'm so into this.
Isn't this good?
I'm going to do this for like a summer barbecue.
Right?
Look at these things I just whipped
and
up here.
And it's healthy, it's juicy, it's salty, it's crunchy. So look at how gorgeous these look. We've got them lined up on the plate there. If you want to give it a shot. Oh, he's going for it.
Oh,
he went
are.
For it. Oh, we did it.
Matt, how are you doing with the watermelon? By the way, that was a big bite for somebody who doesn't like watermelon. Is it good? You're going to spit it out? We have a bucket. You good?
All right. Last time was
here. It's cold, and I just have sensitive teeth, so I'm trying to struggle through it.
We got problems today. We got problems. You did great. So the great thing about this, too, is you can start with a whole watermelon.
Well,
this
is my question first.
Yes.
Watermelon is obviously a little bit of an intimidating fruit.
It is.
It is huge.
It's giant.
Do you have any easy tricks or tips on how to cut it easily?
So very carefully, you're going to grab your chef's knife. Do you guys know the best way to hold a chef's knife? You don't actually hold it like this. You hold it with your finger and your thumb pinching the blade, and you tuck your fingers underneath. This is how chefs hold knives.
Oh, fabulous.
Right?
New tricks. I'm in it.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to basically just create a little cross pattern here.
Watch
so we're just going to go down like this, and then you're going to just turn it and go the opposite direction.
Are you crazy?
I've done this a couple times, Morgan.
God.
I'm like, I can do this. Watch your fingers. Tuck those fingers. You turn it. And then you cut the opposite direction. I'm going to show you guys what I'm going to make it. It's like origami. Hang with me here. Watch. We're going to get this in. Look at this, Morgan. How perfect is this for a little barbecue?
Are you? Yeah, but cutting this is like.
Snackaroo.
And there you go. You did it.
Okay, just go lines the other direction. Morgan, you got it, girl. There you go.
I'm going to do this now.
There you go. You're perfect.
I'm trying to keep my hands chef prepared.
There you go. You're looking like a pro.
They're going back to my normal style.
You're looking like a pro.
You
guys. Nobody would know you don't like watermelon.
Kelly.
Do you have some mustard?
This was very helpful.
That's a pass. That looks great.
I'm going to eat all of this. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. You converted Matt to a watermelon fan. You guys, for more recipes, check out Kelly's cookbook. The secret ingredient available wherever books are sold and justataste.com. Amazing. All right, so still ahead, the co-star Margot Robbie is calling a complete sociopath. All right, and up next, the must-have makeup and beauty tools we all need right now. We're going to show you how to get them at a huge discount. We'll be right back. I'm going to eat the... I don't know which one I should eat.
Go for the chocolate. It's salty, it's crunchy, it's sweet. That salt on there...
I kind of want this. Is that here? In today's Deals for Real, makeup is making a comeback, but you need the right tools. Liliana's on maternity leave, 11 on baby Santi, but lifestyle expert Brandy Malloy is back with us today.
Yay! Hey, thank you, Erin. Today I'm going to show you all the right makeup and beauty tools you need to get your face beat. But before you do that, you know what you got to do. Scan that QR code to score all of these exclusive deals right now. Okay, so the first thing you need before putting your makeup on is to make sure your skin is nice and smooth.
Yes.
This beauty tool is what you want. This is the Neck, Chin, and Jawline Sculpting Wand from SBLA. What's really cool about this wand, Erin, is it has a hydrating serum. So you just kind of give this a little pump. And then you roll it over your neck, chin, and jaw.
Love.
Right?
Okay.
And so fans of this wand say it makes their skin feel firmer, reduces wrinkles, saggy skin. Even supermodel Christy Brinkley swears by this. And she discovered the wand during the pandemic. She's now a paid spokesperson for them. SBLA is giving us 15% off site-wide. So you can try this wand or any of their other amazing beauty tools like this XL model as well. And I wish we could just use it on the thigh.
I mean,
too.
Who's stopping us?
Sculpting, lifting. Can we just use it on the whole body?
I'm keeping this wand after this segment.
The next thing I want to show you is really important. Because if you don't have the right tools to put your makeup on, it isn't going to look good. So LaRousse Beauty makes these soft and luxurious makeup brushes. They're professional quality brushes anyone can use to have your makeup go on nice and smooth and create that flawless look. All the fabulous maternity shoots that you have going on, you definitely need a set of these. They come in a bunch of different sets, colors to choose from, really for the ultimate beauty lover. The Rennie set right here comes with 14 different brushes, everything you need from covering your face, eyes, lips, and more. Or if you're just looking to upgrade your basic brushes, that's like me. I just love the Natural Glam Queen set. 4 brushes for your face and eyes. LaRousse is giving Daily Pop 35% off. So grab one of these sets before they're gone.
And she's not lying. These are really soft brushes. So get it.
So luxurious. All right, so the next item probably looks familiar. I mean, this is a cult favorite. It's one of the top-selling makeup sponges on the market. This is the original pink beauty blender. It's super soft, latex-free foam. It quickly blends makeup for an easy, beautiful, natural finish. Here's a pro tip. Don't make a mistake like me. The first time I used it, I just put the makeup on. You have to wet it first. So you put it in the water, and the foam soaks up the water instead of your makeup. So then you're using less of your expensive foundation, and you really get that fast, flawless finish. They are giving 20% off of these babies. So if you haven't scanned that QR code, Don't forget to do that right now.
And you can use it multiple times, you guys. All you have to do is just watch a YouTube video on how to clean it. It's fascinating and it's fun.
It is fun. It's very like therapeutic too. Okay, so we can't forget about our eyes. This is one of the best makeup tools we can use. It's an eyelash curler. I bet you've never seen one like this. This is gonna make your lashes look longer and thicker. And what's so great about this by Chella is it's heated. So first of all, that means no more pinching your skin with a traditional curling iron, no more grabbing like a lighter like makeup artists use or anything like that. It's gonna protect your precious lashes, and most important, it's safe and really, really easy. So all you do is you switch on this little button, you put on your mascara while it heats up. It takes less than a minute, like 20 seconds. And then you take the comb and literally roll it towards the eyelid, and then you hold it there for 10 seconds. It actually feels really relaxing. And then you repeat that, and you can have so much control getting the curl that you want. It's even safe to use on false lashes. So go ahead and grab one or two of these for 25% off.
Wow, you are just handing out all the goods today.
I know, it's like Christmas. So it's time to score all of these deals right now. You can also sign up for the newsletter. That will give you a first look at all the products we choose just for you. You have to give that QR code some love or head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E! Makes a commission for sales made through the site.
All right, you guys, that was amazing. Thank you so much, Brandy. You guys, coming up, Margot Robbie's close call on set with a bullet, plus our exclusive first look at the final season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The cast is getting emotional. It's next. Welcome back. We're starting today's Hollywood Minute with Olympic soccer. Congrats to the U.S. women's national team. They just took home bronze in the soccer finals. They defeated Australia 4-3, and Carly Lloyd beat Abby Wambach's record for most goals scored by an American at the Olympics. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine is ready to clear out the squad room. But before they go, we're giving you an exclusive look at what you can expect from their eighth and final season.
A lot of laughs, a lot of tears.
You can't focus on the things you didn't do. Focus on who you did it with.
Tons of shenanigans. Maybe a hot damn or two.
Hot damn.
Season 8, we are at our best. We know our characters. We know what we're doing.
This is why you don't have an arch nemesis, Terry, because you focus on the wrong details.
Maybe I don't have an arch nemesis because I solve all my crimes.
Can we at least have 5 minutes to say a proper goodbye? Squad salute. Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been an overwhelmingly positive experience. It's just nice to come into work every day and work with people that you're happy to see.
Oh my God, is this goodbye?
You can see more of that on E! Online. The final season kicks off next Thursday on NBC, and that's your Hollywood Minute. From Margot Robbie's on-set disaster to Idris Elba and John Cena's rivalry, the stars of The Suicide Squad are telling Victor about all the craziness that went down on set.
I'm so sorry. Harley Quinn.
Bloodsport.
Since this movie is about assembling a team and putting your team together to carry out a mission, what celebrity friends would you call on if you had to assemble your own team for a mission?
Wow, that's a good question.
I'd call my best mate, Boogie. Boogie is, you know, my childhood friend.
So I would call on the most infamous people I could, because I think the element of surprise and stealth is very important.
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna get all my like Nordic gods. I'll get Odin. I'll get Thor.
I actually would genuinely ask a lot of people who appear in this movie. Viola Davis, just because she's a badass. She's not a complete sociopath like Amanda Waller, the character she plays. You know, I feel like she can really get shit done.
You were gonna save me?
It was a really good plan too.
Well, I can go back inside and you can still do it.
Harley Quinn is like a real life human cartoon character, super animated. I mean, she has flowers and birds at one point.
I loved it because it's a bit of an insight to what Harley sees. Instead of seeing blood and guts splatter on the wall, she's seeing just like these beautiful flowers and birds, and that moment's so cool. As for when we were actually shooting that moment, I've got like these two machine guns and they're expelling like tons and tons of, you know, dummy rounds, but still bullets, and they get really, really hot. And one of the bullets like ricocheted off the camera lens and went straight down my top. And those bullets are as hot as curling iron, like a curling iron. Like, they're so hot.
Did it burn you?
Yes, it hurt so much.
I'm gonna get you out of here alive.
I'm going to get you out of here alive.
Were you afraid of rats before? And what's your relationship with them now after the movie?
When I had my audition for The Suicide Squad, I didn't know that
it was gonna be rats. And as soon as I saw the rats, I was like, yeah, I'm open to everything. This is just a small, cute, washed rat. Why not?
You're the leader. You're supposed to be decisive.
And I've decided that you should eat a big bag of
Now, John, you and Idris Elba had a fun rivalry in the movie. Was there any fun things going on set with the rivalry?
No. I actually think that was better because I wouldn't want to lose those magic moments of rivalry on film. I'm so glad we didn't waste any of that energy. But it's not because I didn't try. It's because Idris is so damn driven. He's just got so much going on.
Is this coming from a guy that wears a toilet seat on his head?
Off camera, we pretty much got on, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it was a bromance in truth. But in the press, when we're speaking to each other, I hammer, you know, the rivalry a little bit. And because I just love to see what John's going to do with that. And true to his spirit, he goes with it. And I love it.
The Suicide Squad is in theaters and streaming on HBO Max tomorrow. All right, you guys, Jeopardy may have picked their new host. Variety says the show's executive producer, Mike Richards, is in advanced negotiations to replace Alex Trebek. Mike has hosted a bunch of game shows over the years, but doesn't have the same name recognition as others who might have wanted the gig, like Aaron Rodgers or LeVar Burton, and fan fave like Ken Jennings. So the reaction has been mixed. Oh, there he is. What do you guys think?
I thought they were going to go with a female host, change it up, maybe get a comedian in there.
Oh, damn. I was so supposed to be on the female train. I didn't even think
female. Yeah, Mayim was like she was doing really well. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's fine.
I mean, I like that they're keeping it in-house. I mean, it was like when they were doing Nightly Pop, they went to comedy clubs every night to find a host. I was like, hello?
I'm here. I'm standing. You don't see me?
I can do this show better than anyone. So I like it. He knows the show. I like that it's not a big name, which I think is what they're kind of striving for, because you just want somebody to kind of seamlessly step into the role and kind of carry on the legacy and have this person be beloved, not for something other than Jeopardy.
Right.
Yeah, right?
I guess. Like, Jeopardy fans are so loyal regardless. Like, my dad has been watching it for years. He literally tapes them and watches them back. Like, that is how much my dad loves Jeopardy. So I feel like the rest of the Jeopardy fan base, they're going to watch no matter who.
I agree. I mean, such huge shoes to fill, obviously, with Alex Trebek and his untimely passing. But, you know, I was hoping along. I wanted to see a celebrity. I mean, I was rooting for Aaron Rodgers till he decided to go back to his real job. But, you know, I thought it would have been cool just to add some new, fresh life in there. And to me, I think I don't care how big the celebrity is, it'll never be bigger than Jeopardy. You know what I mean? So I think that Jeopardy outweighs whoever would have hosted the show.
For sure.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm here for it. I'm supporting you. I mean, who would have been your favorite pick just off the top of your head?
Mayim Bialik. Like, she was a lady. And
she's brilliant.
Brilliant. She is, like, a freaking scientist and, like, studied biology and things like that. So I feel like she's credible.
I would have flipped it upside down and gone with someone like Tiffany Haddish.
Ooh. What? Tiffany's busy.
She hosts everything,
by the way. Tiffany's not stopping.
Exactly.
She doesn't
have
time to commit to that full time. All right, you guys, coming up, the stars are showing off some serious skin. Can you guess who stripped down to their undies here? Play along when we come back. Who is that?
Is it Miley?
Today is National Underwear Day, and we are paying tribute to the art of the underwear selfie with a game called Undie Who. We say the name, Matt. You're going to get into
who,
it.
I missed it.
All right. I'll show you guys a photo of a celebrity underwear selfie, and you have to guess who it is. Hard stuff. The first one should be easy, though. What is your guess?
Miley.
Matt, do you want to guess? Is it Miley, too?
I think it's Miley, too.
Okay, let's reveal.
Hey!
Easy.
But I think she cheated, though, because we saw these a little bit earlier. She was like, ready to hit the button.
You know what? You may have won championships on the NBA court, but this
recognizing
is my
underwear
this is
bodies
with
you.
Oh, look, squaring up.
Trash talking and everything.
Okay, so who? Who is this?
Ooh. Who's that?
I don't know. I just wanted to be first. Maybe.
Is it
Michael Phelps?
I'm going to go with Victor Cruz. He's been showing a lot of abs.
Can we see it again? Okay, I'm going to give you guys a hint. This rapper was recently sued for selling Satan shoes.
Oh, Lil Nas.
Oh, Lil Nas! That was a toss-up, Aaron. Matt got that.
I didn't say it first, but I didn't follow the rules.
All right, next one. Can you guess?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I was going to say Ashley Graham.
I like the curve.
Am I right?
Sure.
Yes!
You got an eye for this, huh? This is your
thing?
How the hell did you know that was Ashley Graham?
She might go pro in this.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. All right, see if you can guess ID this person, you guys. I know who it is! I know!
Here, ring this. This goes for my answer.
Come on, you guys. Like a virgin.
Madonna? Is it?
Madonna!
Is it?
Reveal it! There you go.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, that's a little, it doesn't, yeah. Anyway, okay, who's this next person?
Oh my gosh. No, no.
Okay, breakout role guess was she was in Bring It On, married to a former NBA player.
Gabrielle Union.
There you go.
Wow. Good
hint. All right. Okay, that's it for us, you guys, today.
So did I win?
Who won? Erin?
I don't know. I think it might have been a tie.
Erin wins because she's pregnant.
Absolutely.
Hey! All right, that's it for us today. Set that DVR for tomorrow's show because we are hanging with Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky. Plus, now that Rihanna's a billionaire, are we ever getting new music from her? We have so much to discuss. Watch Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30. Bye.
Woo. Bye. Good game.
Good work.
That was a good game.
Good work.
That was a good game.
Can I get the championship right now?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a few.